Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Keeping It Real with the Rileys. I'm Rhonda Riley, your co-host. And you know I got my partner along, Robert. And we're going to keep this real today.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Now, God is good and He is good all the time. We've been talking to you guys all week about God's amazing grace. Now, today, we just going to keep it real. We don't have a topic for today. We're just keeping it real. That is the topic.
Well, first off, before we do our prayer, we're going to let you know you could hear a dog barking in the background. You could hear cars going by in the background. You can hear people's talking going by as they go by in the background because we outside today.
Recording live from outside.
Sitting out in the camper on the outside in the yard, and my wife decided she wanted to do the show out here today. So, hey, here we go.
Take it away, Riley.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. Thank you for this beautiful day.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you for being using us as a vessel to get your word out.
Yes.
And thank you for help and strength. Thank you for looking over our loved one, our family members in Christ, you know, our pastor. Thank you for the blood.
Yes, thank you.
For the blood. You know, we just love you, and we just thank you. And in Jesus' name, amen. Yes, yes. Like I said, you out of here. Anything going on in the background today, but it's all about praising God, lifting Him up. You know, it ain't no better feeling than being able to talk about God and lift Him up, and you know. Because He's just so marvelous. He's just so, oh man, so fantastic. You know, He's whatever you want Him to be. Whatever you need Him to be, He's there. You know, if you need a doctor, He'll be your doctor. If you need a lawyer, you know, you need a teacher. You know, oh, He's there. He's there all the time. And we just can't express it enough, especially to our youth, our young people. He's there all the time. All you have to do is just call on Him. You know, that's all you need to do. You don't feel like you're alone in this world because you never, 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 never alone. You know, you be saying, Mama won't listen to me, or Mama don't understand, and Daddy won't listen to me, and they don't understand. God will. God will. Give it to Him. Give it to Him. And when you give it to Him, don't turn around and go out there and try to fix it yourself, because That's the reason you gave it to him, because you couldn't fix it. Give it to him and say, start praising, because you know he done took care of it. I will ever need, he will take care of it. You know. So our show is, we started our minister, our television show, Youth Lifting Up Jesus, you know, and because we wanted to get the youth, just like I'm talking to you today, we wanted the youth to be talking on the show, you know. We wanted the youth to learn how to promote the show, run the show, and put it together. And we still is asking God to give that, for that to come true. We still believing in God gonna make that happen, you know. And so, and any way we get a chance to, where we can be able to talk about God, you know, we try our best to do that. I'll be starting another show, the youth of the men of the round table, you know, that's going to be my show, and it'll be coming up soon. And what we're doing is it's just talking, men's talking, just whatever you feel like talking about, you know, you're talking about on the job, you're talking about trying to start a business, you know, just whatever, political, you know, because this year, this time here, the election, it is something to talk about. It's really something to talk about. And I'm hoping that we can be able to have someone to call in and give their take on the election. And I'm hoping that we all know who we should be voting for, you know. And that's our power. That's our power to vote. Our foreparents, went through a lot for us to have that privilege to vote. And to, in honor of them, we should go out there and do that, because they fought so hard for us to have that right to do it. So, like I said, if you want to talk about the election, which is important, this is one here that I feel like is not just important to black or just important to white. This thing here is important to everybody.
Amen.
You know, right. Everybody, okay. You know. And so if you have questions, you want to speak on something, feel free to call. What is this?
657-383-1366.
Okay. Yeah, that was
657-383-1366.
Right, yes. You know. So feel free to call, you know. And just whatever is on your mind, you know, like we said, there's no topic today. We just talking and keeping it real with the Riley. So call in and keep it real. You
call
know.
In.
And if it's a question, when you call, remember, this is keeping it real with the Rileys now. So if you ask a question and you expect for me to answer it, I'm going to keep it real.
Y'all know how he is. Y'all been listening long enough. Y'all know how he is. He got those answers. See, they say I be the one with the strange topics and the strange sayings. But y'all know for sure who it really is.
Hey,
has to get on me about my mouth. But it's really Riley, because see, he don't realize how much mouth Riley really got. So I just, you know, Riley, he don't speak out when he around Pastor. I be doing the speaking out. When we ain't around Pastor, he get to speaking out. I be like, boy, Pastor, I hear you.
Yeah, Pastor, know, you know me. Yeah,
Pastor, hear you now.
I mean, you know, you be speaking so much, ain't nothing for me to say.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever. But y'all know, just in keeping it real, you know I got to talk about my daddy. You know, God, Jehovah, he is so good. You know, I know this race is in his hands. But the Father said through Jesus that wherever we bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. And wherever we loose on earth will be loose in heaven. So, if we don't take control of this race here on the earth, then God won't take control of it in heaven. You know, so whatever we allow, God is going to allow.
Yeah, you can sit back and be talking about it.
Well, why God let it happen?
God going to take care of it. God going to take care of it. You know, God put us on this earth to do something.
You know, it's not all just in God's head. He said some things he gave to us that he wanted us to do.
Gave us common sense, you know. You know.
And see, we're not trying to force our opinions on you. What we're telling you is the Bible.
Amen.
Yeah. He is good all the time. It's a wonderful day out here today. I mean, you know, it's been really hot, and it's cooling off just a pinch. It's not as hot as it was, and I'm so glad.
Yeah, you got a little breeze blowing.
Oh yeah,
got a little breeze blowing, but you know, so. This is a beautiful day that God has given us.
Oh yeah.
And I hope that you all are out and enjoying it. You know, because this is September. It's getting down and getting close to time for us to start complaining about the how cold it is. And wishing for some hot weather, you know. But, you know, every day that God raises us up and we be able to look out the window and see the sun and the sky and the trees. And every day is a blessed day. It's a blessed day. It's a wonderful day. It's a thank you, Lord, day. Every day. You know, it don't matter if you get up and one leg is hurting, your knee hurting, or both knees hurting, or you got a headache, or your back hurting, it don't matter. You know, think of it like I do. You know, them pains just let me know I'm alive. Yeah, that's the way I look at it. The pain, it just let me know I'm alive. And thank God for that. You know, yeah, thank God for it. Like I said, we're gonna hear a lot of cars and dogs and people going by in the background, but I'm hoping that y'all can hear and understand us pretty good, you know, because this is the day that the Lord had gave us. Yeah, so don't forget that number now, 657-383-1366, 657-383-1366. You know, call on in. Let us know what's going on.
You know, if Jesus came to your door, to your house right now, how would you treat him? We go Monday.
How would you treat him? How would I treat him?
Monday, we are going to deal with that topic. If Jesus came to your house, how would you treat him?
Do I know Jesus? Huh?
Huh?
Do I know that it is Jesus?
Yeah, you know it's Jesus.
Yeah, you're going to get the raw treatment then.
You know,
I'm going to treat him like I'm trying to go to hell.
And what if he wanted to spend a day or two with you?
You can have my room.
We could talk about that on Monday. So that's going to be a topic for a couple of days, because I want y'all to think about this over the weekend. If he came to your house, how would you treat him?
Knowing
that it's Jesus.
Okay, let's get it right now.
Knowing that you know that this is, he didn't introduce himself to you, you know who he is, how would you treat him? And this here,
after you get off the floor from fainting.
And this topic that we're going to teach on and talk about on Monday is not going to be open for call-in. But we're going to open it up on Tuesday for call-in. But we're giving you something to think about right now. If he came to your house, if he was the guest at your house, and you knew that it was Jesus, how would you treat him? How would you treat him? God is good, and he is good all the time.
How do you come up with a topic like that anyway, though?
Well,
okay,
I subscribe.
God gave
it to me. No, God didn't get, well, you know what? God allowed me to subscribe to the various literature, the various organizations, and I get a lot of different tracks to give out.
Mm-hmm.
And giving out tracks, I got this one that I was reading, and that's it. You know, just like the one with the Amazing Grace, I was like, that's very interesting. That's an interesting topic. What if Jesus came to the house? Where were we all at? You know? But like I said, after we got up off the floor from tripping out, because you know we're going to faint, first of all. But we shouldn't, though. That's the whole thing. We shouldn't. And that's why, after reading this and really thinking about it, I said, I got to write a paper on that. I got to write on that. You know, that little leaflet wasn't anything. I got to write on that.
somebody's gonna get their feelings hurt.
You let somebody walk up the door and say, "Come on, I'm Jesus. I come to visit for a minute, or I come to stay with you for a while."
Well, see, the difference. This is the whole thing.
You know,
if Jesus came to your house and you're a Christian, you know his voice, and you know that it's Jesus. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and they won't follow nobody else.
Yeah, you think? Okay. Some of them.
That's if you're his sheep.
Yeah.
Now, if you're not his sheep, now that's a whole different thing. But you know what? I'm not trying to get into that sermon today, because that's a sermon. That's a sermon. Riley ain't going to take me there today.
Oh,
no. He can't take me there today. So he's trying to make me get off topic. He want me to talk about this. No.
No, I'm just trying to make sure. I'm just trying to make sure that you really know what you're going to get into. That's what I'm trying to do.
Jesus said, my sheep know my voice.
Okay. Boy.
I mean, you know what?
You might have a whole lot of goats talking then.
You know what? Think about this. I really understand that saying, because as a mother, I know fathers not tuned in like this, but not most fathers. But mothers, we tend to be tuned in. It could be 100 children crying, and we know which child is ours. You know, when my grandson was in school here in Ackerman, and we were staying in our cousin's house while we were renovating our house. And our cousin's house, the yard, the school is in the backyard, literally in the backyard. And so I could be in the house, and the kids was outside playing. And my grandbaby, he has such a, I know his whimper, his whining. I know his cry, his laugh. And kids would be out there. I'd be like, "That's Solomon." Robert would say, "How you know?" I said, "Trust me. I bet you if you go out there into the window and look at Solomon." And my sister Michelle, she would say, "Yeah, that's grandbaby out there. You know grandbaby boy? Oh, yeah, I know him because I'm tuned into him." And that's the same thing spiritually. When we get tuned into Jesus, when we are tuned in, then we know our daddy's, our shepherd's voice. We know his voice. And with that, with knowing his voice, we won't follow other people. Jesus said that wolves is going to come and sheep clothes are trying to mislead us. But if we are not tuned in, Jesus said, even the very elect shall be led astray. That's the Bible. Now, you got to look that scripture up for yourself. Because I can't tell you exactly where it is in the Bible right now, but it's in there. He said, even the very elect would be misled. So, just know that that's going to be a very controversial topic. Very controversial. But you know what? I'm not here to please men. I just got to keep it real. I'm here to please God. You know, I get a lot of stuff in the mail, and you know, I might be riding down the street, and I might see one word. And as I see that one word, I'm like, And the Lord will just give me a whole sermon on it. The Lord helped me write sermons I don't even use, but I'm always open. I'm willing to teach, willing to preach what it is that God tell me to preach. Even when I don't like it. You know, even when I don't understand it. No. Why, Lord? Why I gotta preach this? But that you know, it is what it is. And, you know, keeping it real with the Rileys, you know, it's about walking in faith. It's about being relentless about the pursuit, you know, of Jesus. Riley, it means relentless inspiration, illuminating, and edifying. Yahweh. Relentless inspiration, illuminating, and edifying Yahweh. Meaning we are pursuing relentlessly Jesus. We're relentlessly pursuing the word and bringing the word to the people, teaching the people. Because everything that we do, we want to edify Yahweh. You know, in all things. In all things.
Yep. Well.
In all things.
I just like talking about Jesus.
What?
Talking about my daddy.
Well, you know.
You know, I just get a thrill. And I get upset when I be trying to get people to talk about Jesus and talk about my daddy and go on.
They don't want to talk about it.
They don't want to talk about it. And they walk around here with two Bibles, one in their hand and one in the hip pocket, you know. But they
yes,
don't want to talk about
it. Lord.
You know.
But, you know, we got those people, and that's okay, though, because you know what? You got those type of folks, and it's okay.
But, you know, these people, they have the Bible in their pocket, and one in their, maybe two or three in the car. And they read them every night and go on. Some of them take time out during the day.
Mm-hmm.
But then they don't want to talk about it. You know? So what is they trying to do? Keep what they know for themselves? But we was here. Our job is to spread the word.
Yes, your job is to spread the word.
You know.
But even at spreading the word, your job is also to say if the people don't want to hear it. Because you got to do what God told you to do.
You know what? I think she missed the whole point. But that's all right. You know, we're running out of time. And, you know, we hope you keep tuning in to the show. And, you know, we want you to please, you know, find you a good church home. You know, go look at don't choose now because your friend is there. Choose one that God give you. And, you know,
if you just accept God, just accept Him as your Lord and Savior, and speak this out of your mouth. You know, just speak it from the heart. You know, and ask for forgiveness. Then you have joined the family, you know, and we welcome you. We welcome you. We love you. God love you. And there is nothing that you can do about it. So until tomorrow, be blessed. Know that we love you. And then, please, try to be where you can call in, you know, and let us know if it's a topic that you might want to talk about or you want to listen to. Just give us a topic and give us time to look it up. Okay. We love you. And we love you. Be blessed. In Jesus' name. Amen. Until tomorrow.